Yes. Now the Gemara says like this. It says, yes, the question of Mishnah says, Choymer, that Shavuos are more strict than the Dorim. Rakopon and Mechlal, it's a proof, it's a raya, the Neder Heve, that the Neder is Chal, it just means that the Shavuos is more Choma, more strict than the Neder. And the other meaning is, we're going on the last Mishnaisin. The last Mishnaisin say that the Neder is not Chal at all. It says by the Neder, it says it's Mutter. Like the last Mishnah's were korban liyichlucho, ho korban shechlucho, whereas le korban liyichlucho, it said muta, and then the other case is said by shvu, it's also, but if it says by a neder, it's muta, mashm, it's not also at all, so how does our Mishnah say lashon of just chaymer, mashm, that the shvuas are more strict than the dorm, but there is some type of a neder? So Gemara says, our Mishnah, the klal that a shvu is more chomer than a neder, goes on the end of the last Mishnah before. Like this, if somebody says a shvua sheni yoshin, sheni medabe, sheni mahalich is awesome. Says if you swear that you will not sleep today, you will not talk, you will not walk, then it's an issa, the shvu is chal 100%. On this we says the chomer b'shvu mimredorim. This is a chomer of a shvua, that it's chal on yourself, therefore it could be even on a davar shein by mamish, even on sleep. But shein kein nedarim midirais, it's not chal on sleep, since it's ain't by mamish. But like we said before from Ravina, midirabonin, though there is a bal yachal. So therefore it's called a neder midirabonin. Therefore it's called a chumra of shavuos, because shavuos is chal midiraisa on a davar shein by mamish. Where in the neder, it's only chal midirabonin, not midiraisa. But I call upon him with the Rabbanon, though there is a Shavua. Then the Mishnah says here the what that Choyme bin Nidorim, Nidorim have a Chumra, mi b'Shavuos, Ketzad, that Shavuos are not Chal to go against the Mitzvah, but Nidorim are Chal. So this the Gemara explains, how do we know this? So the Gemara says, Rav Kana, Masni, Amrav, Gidl, Amrav. Rav Kana learns this over the name of Rav. Rativ Yumi, Masni, Amrav, Gidl, Amashmul. It says in the name of Shmuel. That minayin shein nishboim lavra la mitzvahs. How do we know this klal that you can make a shvuah to go against the mitzvah? On this Talmud loim with the pasuk says lo yachal devaroi. You're not allowed to break your words. So we darshin diburay lo yachal. You can't go against your words. Diburay, things that you make upon yourself. Avol meichlu lechefse shemayim. If the neder has to do with chefse shemayim on the if the shvuah has to do with chefse shemayim, you're making the shvuah to go against the mitzvah of Hashem, on that you don't have to listen to the shvuah. The shvuah is broken. Hashem came by the dorum mitzchal even against the mitzvah. So the Gemara asks, why? Maishno neder. Why do you say if you make a neder not to wear tefillin, you have to listen to your neder? Tichsid, because the pasuk says, ish piyido neder l'Hashem lo yachal devaroi. So you want to be medayik from the word Lashem, which is mashim, you can make a nisa neder, even against mitzvahs, even against Lashem. Still the pasuk says, lo yachal devaroi, you can't go against your words. For the Gemara, if so, shvu nami, even by shvu should also be the same way. Ksiv, the pasuk says, ohi shova shvu Lashem, lo yachal devaroi, a person can swear to Hashem, so by to Hashem also shvu asachal. Says so, lo yachal devaroi should even apply by mitzvahs also. So why do we say a neder, if you make a neder against a mitzvah, the neder is chal? Or if you swear not to do a mitzvah, then the shvuah is not chal? Like, what should be the difference? Some rabbi says, true, it's not from this posik a neder is chal, because the posik lashen. Really, we dashen lo yachal devaroi means diburoi, but not chefse shemayim. You can't make a shvuah against Hashem, that's a svara. But Abai explains like this, why is a neder different? Hodi omar hanos sukkar alai, hodi omar shvuah shloyahanim min asukkah. Depends how you say it. If you say that the sukkah, the enjoyment of the sukkah, should be yosar on you, like you're putting the yisra upon the cheftza, upon the sukkah itself, that you could put an yisra, like the sukkah becomes yosar to you. So now if you want to go in the sukkah, the klal is, ein machilin loy liyodam dover yosar loy. We can't feed you something that's awesome. But a shvu is directly upon you. You want to swear that you can't have enjoyment from the sukkah. That's not chal. Because since there's a mitzvah for you to go into the sukkah, it's like you're ready mushva v'yoyme, like you have a chiv to go in. So like ain't shvu, chal al shvu. That's a bias teretz. And this Rav says, Omar Rav, like Rav really agrees to the teretz, just the lashon he's against. Omar Rav, V'chi mitzvahs lehenes nitnu, are mitzvahs given to have enjoyment from it. As the klal is, mitzvahs are allowed lehenes nitnu, are not given to have enjoyment. So why do you say the neder is chal if you make a neder? You're not going to have enjoyment from the sukkah. Why is the neder chal? There's no issa. Like even to go in the shem mitzvah should be mutter, because mitzvahs are allowed lehenes nitnu. So Elo Amar Rav, Rav says, just change the lashon around. Elo Amar Rav, Rav says like this. Hodi yoma yeshiva sukkah lai, for hodi yoma shvua shla yeshiva sukkah. It depends how we set his lashon. If we set lashon of that yeshiva sukkah olai, he's making the yisa nedr upon the yeshiva of the sukkah itself. So since lamaisa it's chal upon the sukkah, the way the Ran explains it, either you say like the benches, the chairs in the sukkah should become osa to you. So the yisa nedr is chal upon the chayfetz, therefore it's osa to you. So, by a neder again, it's chal on the chayfetz. Once it's chal on the chayfetz, lamaisa, you can't sit in the sukkah, because I'm machilin l'liyadim dover osaloi. For the yom ha-shvua shle'eshev ha-sukkah, you make a shvua, you swear, you will not sit inside the sukkah. And that the klal is, that you can't make a shvua against what it says in the Torah. So therefore, by nedarim, it's a svara, that since you make a neder on the chayfetz, on the object itself, the moshel on the yeshiva's hasuk itself, you're making that the yeshiva itself should be also to you. So when you make the neder on the yeshiva, that's chal. Like there's nothing to do with the yeshiva, that's not the chefetz of the mitzvah. Like the chiv is upon you to go into the sukkah. So therefore when you make the yisra upon the chair, the moshel, the chair becomes also to you. So meister, now the chair is also to you. I now, you want to go and do your mitzvah to go inside the sukkah and sit down. We tell you not allowed to do it now, because ain't machilun aliyotim dover osaloi. So by a neder, it's chal the neder. Vashenken by yeshvu, which is upon the guf, the garver itself, and the garver, you have the chiyah to go in the sukkah, so therefore you can't make a shvua to ask yourself to go into the sukkah. So Mara says, now is that true? Vashen yeshvoyin lavra la mitzvah. Is that that you're telling me there's such a klal that you can't make a shvua to go against mitzvahs, like it's like yimushva v'yomid, that once you have one shvua, you can't make a second shvua, is the mihoch and afkalei. You're learning it out from this pasuk of what lo yachal devoroi. Avul meichelu lechevtze shemayim, is that true? Mihosem nafkalei. The Gemara and shvuas learns it out from another pasuk. The Tanya will learn it like this. Yocholai would think that nishpa levat lesa mitzvahs, for loy bitul. Yochol yechayiv, maybe if somebody swears that he would not do the mitzvah, he swears he would not put on tefillin today. And the maisi did put on tefillin. He wasn't mevatel the mitzvah. So maybe he's over the yisur shvua, and he even has to bring a korban. On this Talmud Lomar, the positive teacher.